Very good. Nice to see you this afternoon for our Bible study. So we're going to pray, and then the Lord is going to help us. We're going to look at the offerings in the book of Leviticus, and we'll answer some of Sharon's questions. We won't get them all answered, but we'll do a little there and maybe somewhere else as well. So let's pray. Lord, we look to you for answers. You have written this great, big, wonderful book, and Lord, the fact is that we don't understand it very well. I guess the good part of that means that we're going to be able to study the Bible for all eternity and continue to learn lovely things about the Lord Jesus.
And
Lord, help us now, we pray.
主啊, 祈求您帮助我们,
we pray that you will just give us some glimpses this afternoon of your greatness and your love, and pray that we might learn from them.
所以呢，主啊，我们就是祷告，求主你给出啊您的伟大和您的爱、您的恩典的一瞥给我们，我们可以从里面学到啊一些东西。So
we just pray now, Lord, that you'll bless each one as we've gathered around your word today. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
祷告，祷告就是说，当我们围绕着您的话的周围的时候，您赐福给我们每一个人。我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen. Amen.
All right. So, welcome again to everyone this afternoon. Sharon has been asking us lots of questions about the offerings that we read about in the book of Leviticus.
所以呢，欢迎大家每个人来参加今天下午的圣经学习。那个Sharon呢，一直问了我们一大堆的关于那个献祭的问题。
The nation of Israel was divided, you will remember, into 12 tribes.
所以大家应该记得那个以色列整个国家是分为12个部落。And
the 12th tribe was the tribe of Levi. They were separated from their brethren in order to serve the Lord.
所以在12个部落或者是支派里面呢，那个利未派呢，他是被分出来。
Interestingly, they were told because they were to serve the Lord, they would not be inheriting real estate.
所以呢，实际上呢，这里非常有趣的，他们因为他们被告知要服侍主，所以他们没有地产可以继承。
They wouldn't have farms, and they wouldn't have orchards. They wouldn't have oceanfront property, and therefore they wouldn't be fishermen.
就是这样的，他们不会有农场，他们也不会有那样的仓库啊什么的，也不会有在那个海边的那样的建筑，这样他们就可以成为渔民。And
so repeatedly in scripture we read that the Lord was their inheritance, and therefore he was of far greater value to them than farms or forests or seaside resorts.
所以实际上呢，在圣经里不断的重复的告诉我们呢，利未派支派呢，他们的基业就是主自己，所以呢，他们这样的基业远远比那些农场啊、森林呐、啊，还有海边的那些地产呢、啊，更要重要。
So, that's a very interesting principle. Surely, you would want to have lots of money. You would want to have a favored, luxurious lifestyle rather than just being a servant of the Lord, wouldn't you?
所以实际上呢，这里面呢，就是非常有趣的，确实的，就是说你会想要赚很多的钱，你会想要去更好的享受这个人生，而不是更多的去服侍主，你是这么想。
But the contrast is always there and always leaning to the fact that to have the Lord, to be a servant of the Lord is far more important than to be a servant of land or real estate.
所以相反的呢，如果说你作为主的仆人去服侍主，那远远比你去服侍那些田地啊、地产啊、钱呢更重要，是不是？
But the question is, if you were a Levite, what would you do?
问题就是如果你是个利未人，那你应该做什么？
And there are many responsibilities of the Levites. They were to move the tabernacle from place to place. That was their job as porters.
所以替利未人呢，实际上有很多的工作要做，他们其中这一项工作呢，就是把会幕帐幕从一个地方搬到另一个地方。
They were scattered, their cities were scattered throughout Israel, and therefore they had a responsibility of teaching the truth of God to the people of Israel.
所以呢，他们实际上是被分散在以色列的各个的城市里，这样呢，他们就有这样的职责去教导神的真理对以色列人。
But their responsibility also was not only to care for the tabernacle or the temple, but it was also to provide service to the tabernacle or the temple.
因为他们的职责呢，不光光是在那个去照顾那个会幕和圣殿，他们同样的呢是在会幕和或者是在圣殿里提供服侍。
Somebody has to do the work. And so it's interesting at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, we have services on Sunday and many other Zoom meetings during the week, but sometimes we have a work party at the chapel because both jobs have got to be done.
所以实际上呢，就像他们一样，因为人呢，他们就是有些工作，他必须要有人来做。就像我们在16届教会里一样，在16届在星期天早上的服侍，还在其他的星期的天里，其他的其他的天里有人也要去做一些服侍，就是说这些很多工作要有人来做。
So the book of Leviticus is basically a job outline. What is the responsibility of the Levites? Some of the Levites were priests, but they all had responsibilities. What is their job description?
所以实际上呢，那些怎么去解释他们那些利未人的工作呢？他们利未人中间有些人呢是作为祭司的，那么其他的人他们是做什么工作？他们的工作是什么样的呢
？So I used to work for a large corporation, and periodically my boss would say to me, "I'm going to have to write a job description for you."
所以呢，他以前为一家大的公司工作，他的老板通常会说呢，我要把这个工作的范围给你写下来。
But he used to usually say to me, but I don't know what you do.
但是他通常呢会说呢，我不知道你在这部分工作里你要做什么。
So he said, I can't write a job description for you. You write your own job description. You tell us what you do, and that'll be your job description.
所以呢，他说呢，我不知道你在这个公司里干什么，所以我不会写一个东西来描述你的工作。那么你自己把你的工作写出来，告诉我你在公司里做什么，这就是你自己做一个描述对你的工作。
Well, frankly, I thought that was kind of dumb. I thought, why would you hire me and pay me a lot of money if you don't know what it is I do?
有时候会想呢，这个是一件很愚蠢的事。如果你作为老板，你不知道我在公司里应该干什么，为什么你要付那么高的工资来请我在这个公司工作呢？
So I used to sit down and write up 4 or 5 pages of description.The work that I was doing, and I'd write it out saying what I should do, how I should do it, why I do it, and so on.
所以通常呢，他就会坐下来写5到6页的那个工作说明，说我为什么要做这些，我将去做什么，这些都是我做的，这就是他的自己工作写的一个说明。
But the book of Leviticus is not like that at all.
所以呢，那个立位记呢，跟这个这是完全不同的，跟我刚才说的。
The book of Leviticus is very meticulous instructions from God to the Levites. This is what you should do. This is how you should do it.
所以呢，立位记呢是从神来的，非常具有操作性的一个指令，写给。立位人的就说你们应该这么做这么做你应该去做什么。
So the Levites didn't require a whole lot of imagination, but they did require a whole lot of obedience.
所以作为立位人呢他们不需要有很多的想象力他们只需要有很强的顺服就行。
And so the book of Leviticus begins then with a presentation of the offerings that should be made by the children of Israel to the Lord.
所以呢，实际上呢，利未记的第一章呢，就写出了以色列人要向神献什么样的祭。
And so the first several chapters are, this is how you should present this offering. It starts in chapter 1.This is how you should present the burnt offering.
所以从第一节开始呢，这里就写出来了，你应该以色列人应该怎么样献祭。第一呢，就是献燔祭。
Chapter 2, this is how you should offer the grain offering. Chapter 3, this is how you should offer the peace offering or the fellowship offering.
所以呢，利未记第二章呢，这就是说你怎么样去献这个素祭。第三章呢，你怎么去献平安祭，或者是那种仇恩祭。
And chapter 4, this is how you should offer the sin offering.
第四章呢，是你怎么献赎罪祭。
Now, the problem is,that it relates to a time and a people that is totally different from us today.
所以这里讲到的呢所有的时间和人呢跟我们今当今的世界和人是完全不同的。
Even the Jewish people today don't offer these offerings.
就算当今的犹太人他们也不是去献全部献这样的祭。
The Jewish people would like to, but they can't.
所以呢犹太人呢他们想就算他们想要去献这些祭但是他们却做不到。
The book of Deuteronomy, probably also Leviticus says that You cannot offer these offerings anywhere other than where God chooses.
所以呢，在立位记和生命记里讲到的是说呢，你不能在神选择的地方之外献这些祭。
And God says, you must offer the offering exactly where I choose, and I choose in the city of Jerusalem, in the temple area where the offerings used to be offered way back in the time of Jesus and back to the time of David.
所以实际上呢，神说呢，我选择了固定的、特定的地点。让你们来献这些祭，这些祭呢必须是在耶路撒冷，在圣殿所在的地点，可以追溯回在主耶稣时代，甚至到大卫时代，他们曾经献祭的地方才能献祭。
Now in particular, all the offerings speak of the Lord Jesus Christ. They all look back to the work that Jesus did.
所以呢，实际上呢，这些所有的献祭呢，实际上都可以追溯到主耶稣基督的死上面，因为这所有的祭都可以回顾到主耶稣基督的死上。
So you'll remember that John the Baptist said regarding the Lord Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
所以你们大家记得约翰福音第一章二十九节说的，看呢，神的羔羊除去世人的罪孽。
Every offering speaks of Jesus.
所以呢，每一个献祭呢，都是代表了主耶稣基督。
And every offering is to be offered precisely as God instructs.
所以呢，每一次献祭呢，都是精确的按照神的指导来献。
Now the reason for this is that in the days of Moses, Jesus Christ wasn't born. He wouldn't be born for 1400, 1500 years.
所以呢，这里有一个原因呢，就是在摩西年代呢，主耶稣基督甚至都没有出生。他这1400到1500年前主耶稣基督还未出生。
So if the offering were supposed to speak of Jesus, you couldn't leave it to the imagination of the Levites because they could come up with all kinds of ideas that weren't like Jesus at all. They didn't know Jesus. They weren't expecting Jesus. The whole thing was different for them. So God says, I am going to send you some pictures.
所以实际上呢，你要说呢，这一切都是关于主耶稣基督的话呢，那么在主耶稣基督还没出生之前，所有的立位人呢，他们根本就不知道主耶稣基督是谁，他们也不知道这个代表主耶稣基督，也不知道怎么去代表。所以呢，神呢就跟那个立位人说，我要给你们描述一个画面。
And consequently, each offering.Is a different picture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，实际上呢，每一次的献祭呢，都是主耶稣基督的一个画面的描述。
So if I had some children and they lived in another part of the world, if they lived in Europe and I lived in Canada,I would like lots of pictures of my children.
所以呢，实际上我如果我有孩子的话，他们都不住在加拿大，他们或者住在欧洲和世界其他的地方呢，我就想要他们给我很多的他们自己的照片。
And so someone might say, oh, you've got a picture of your son. That's very, very good. What do you think I would say?
所以有些人会跟我说呢，哦，你有你儿子的照片，这太好了，你知道我会怎么说。
I would say, well, that's a good picture of my son, but look at this picture. Still my son, but it's a little different. One picture, he's on the soccer field. Another picture, he's asleep in bed. Another picture, he's eating his lunch. And then I'd have many pictures of my son, each one showing him in a different context. Maybe he's at school. Maybe he's an artist. Maybe he's in music. But I would have many pictures of my son.
所以呢，实际上呢，我就说呢，哦，你就看到我儿子的一张照片，我还有其他的照片。而这一张照片呢，是我儿子在踢足球；这一张照片是我儿子在床上睡觉；这一张照片呢，是我儿子在吃午餐。我儿子呢，每一张照片都代表我儿子的不同的几个方面。有时候有的照片显示呢，他是个艺术家，有的显示他是个音乐家，有的显示是他是在做这件事儿。所以说这所有的照片呢，都代表我的儿子。
So that's what you have in the offerings in the book of Leviticus. You have pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ, but they're not made with a camera.
所以呢，实际上呢，这就是所有的在利未记里你可以看到所有的关于主耶稣基督的照片，但是这些照片却不是照相机照出来的。
These are pictures, but they are made with offerings, various offerings, each a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这样的照片呢，他们就是通过不同的献祭，不同的献祭来让你看到我们的主耶稣基督。
So frankly, it's hard to understand.
就坦率地说呢，这个是很难理解。
It's a picture of things that are going to happen hundreds of years later.
所以这个照片呢，是在几百年之后才会发生的。
From our perspective, it's a picture in terms of activities, rituals, ceremonies about which we know nothing because we never do that.
所以呢，实际上这个画面呢，显示出来的呢，就是那一种纪念仪式，那一种所做的方式。这所有的方式这样的显示出来的一个画面呢，我们是不能理解的，因为我们从来没有那么做过。
But in particular, as I've mentioned, the pictures are very, very precise indeed.
所以实际上呢，我已经刚才提到的这样的画面呢，是确实是非常非常精准的。
So all of that is the first introduction to Sharon's question.
所以前面讲的所有的呢，只是对Sharon 的那个问题回答的一个前奏。
Sharon's question is, why is the sin offering of chapter 4 divided into four parts, and why are they different in terms of the actual offering given?
实际上呢，Sharon 的问题呢，就是为什么在第四章里这些献祭呢分成四个不同的部分，而且每一种献祭都有不同的祭品。
And the fact, Sharon, is that there are many similar questions that you could ask, which I would find equally hard to answer.
所以呢，就是问题就是呢 ，Sharon， 你可以在这个问题上问出类似的问题，问出好几百种，甚至是我都很难回答的。
How do we understand the answers to the questions?
所以呢，我们怎么样去理解这样的问题呢？
And the answer is, we understand them better by looking back from the New Testament and Jesus to the picture rather than looking at the picture and trying to find Jesus.
所以呢，实际上呢，很容易找到答案的比较容易的方式呢，是我们去看新约呢，然后看主耶稣呢，通过主耶稣呢，再回头来看这个献祭的这个画面，这比从 单纯的看这个献祭的画面，去找主耶稣基督要容易得多。
And that is true of much of prophecy. You read through the Old Testament and you read lines and you say, wonder what that's all about. You get to the New Testament and the New Testament says, this is the prophecy that spoke of Jesus. And the New Testament takes you back to the Old Testament and shows you what that prophecy really meant.
实际上呢，这在旧约里很多的先知预言是一个道理。当你读到那样的预言的时候，你说这个预言到底讲的是什么呢？但是呢，如果你回到新约里去，你去一看主耶稣基督在那里，你再回头去看，你说哦，这个确确实实在旧约里这样的预言，确实是指着我们的主耶稣基督说的。
And that tells us a lot about the Lord, which is very encouraging.
你这里讲了很多关于我们的主，这对我们来说是一个很大的鼓舞。
First of all, some of the prophecies are so obviously clear that they prove that God knew all about the Lord Jesus Christ before he came.
实际上呢，有些那些预言呢是非常明显的，明显的就是说在主耶稣基督出生之前，神就已经知道了所有的在主耶稣基督身上要发生的事。
And so you read two prophecies about the birth of the Lord Jesus. One, that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. Number two, that he's going to be born of a virgin. He will not have an earthly father.
其实这有两件事是极其明显的。第一件呢，指着我们主耶稣基督说的预言呢，就是说他会在伯利恒出生。另外一件呢，就是他会由处女而生，他没有属地的父亲。
And so when you come to the New Testament and you read that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of a virgin Mary, you say only God could have predicted that.
所以呢，实际上你在去读新约的时候，你说哦，主耶稣基督确实是在伯利恒出生的，而且是由处女玛利亚所生。你说哦，然呢，只有神才能预先知道这样的事。
And then you come to other lines that aren't so obvious. And the New Testament says they too are prophecies. And you look at it and you say, I wouldn't have noticed it reading the Old Testament.But I can see now, because of what the New Testament says, I can see that that is a prophecy too.
实际上呢，有些预言呢，它并不是那么明显的。那你说呢，当你读到那时候，你根本就不知道。但是你读了新约以后呢，你说哦，原来这个是也是指着我们主说的。所以在这在旧约里也是预言。
And both of those things cause us to love and to worship and honor him more. Only God can write like that. Only God can do that.
所以呢，这些呢，所有的就是写出来让我们呢更多的去爱神，更多的去敬拜神，更多的是把荣耀给神，因为我们知道只有神可以做到这样些事。
And so the Bible student goes back to the opening chapters of Leviticus and he says, here's a burnt offering, here is a sin offering. What do they mean? Why are they similar? Why are they different?
所以呢，实际上呢，那个圣经学习圣经的学生呢，他们就打开利未记，他们说这儿有一个燔祭，这一个赎罪祭，为什么这两个祭他们有相似的地方，也有不同的地方，为什么要有两种不同的献祭呢？
So the Bible student looking at this reaches a delightful conclusion. And he says this, the burnt offering is the offering of the Lord Jesus Christ that is perfectly acceptable to God the Father.
所以实际上那个学习圣经的学生呢，他们研究以后 他们得出一个非常令人高兴的结论，就是说这个献燔祭呢，就证明主耶稣基督所献的祭是完美的，让他在天上的父接悦纳。
So you'll remember that the heavens opened on more than one occasion, and God said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased."
所以呢，在圣经里呢，有好几处是这样写的：天开了，然后神说呢，这是我爱的儿子，我非常的悦纳。
In picture form, he's saying, Jesus is the burnt offering, and I find him perfectly acceptable to me.
所以呢，在有些地方的神说呢，主耶稣基督就是一个完美的燔祭，他是完美的被我悦纳。
And so I look at that and I say, well, that's all very nice and good, but...
所以我说呢，我看了以后我说这所有都很好，但是呢
I'm a guilty sinner.
我是一个有罪的人。
And it's true that I'm thrilled that Jesus is accepted before the Father, but I'm a guilty sinner. Is Jesus good enough for me?
所以我说呢，主耶稣基督他是完美的被神悦纳。但是我是个罪人，那么主耶稣基督能够让我在神面前也被悦纳吗？
And the sin offering says, yes, Jesus is good enough for me.
所以赎罪祭说呢，是的，主耶稣基督所献的祭是足够的，为了我。
And so the burnt offering says, the death of Jesus was perfectly satisfactory to God, but it was also perfectly sufficient for me.
所以那个燔祭呢，说主耶稣基督呢是完美的，完完全全的被神悦纳。但是主耶稣基督这样的燔祭呢，也是足够让我被神悦纳。
Okay, so you've got the picture now. One offering is Jesus, but picture number one shows him as the one who's acceptable to God.
所以你现在看到这个画面了吗？所以呢，这个第一个那个献祭是说明，是被神显示出被神完全悦纳。
Picture number two shows that he's all that I need to.
所以呢，第二个画面呢，显示出这就是我所全部需要的。
Now, in chapter 3, you've got the fellowship offering or the peace offering, and that shows that Jesus is not only sufficient to be my savior, but he is sufficient to bring me peace and joy and happiness in my life.
所以呢，在第三章你看到了平安祭，平安祭呢就是仇或者是仇恩祭。你讲的这个意思呢，就是主耶稣基督呢，他不光足够的可以做我的救主，他足够的可以给我带来平安，给我带来喜乐，给我带来幸福。
Each of these pictures then complete in themselves, but showing a different.Aspect of the sufficiency of Jesus Christ.
所以这个几个画面呢，它显示了不同的方面，但是所有的方面呢，都显示出了我们主耶稣基督的足够充足。
So I'm just going to read you a little paragraph written by the radio preacher J. Vernon McGee. You may have heard him on the radio.
所以呢，我要给大家读一段文章，是那个在收音机上讲到的一个人，他叫 J.L. McGee， 你可能听过他的讲道。
All right, so he writes this. He says, "Where the burnt offering leaves off, the sin offering begins."
所以呢，他就讲呢，那个燔祭 熄灭的时候，那个赎罪祭就开始了。
He says the burnt offering tells us who Christ is, and the sin offering tells us what Christ did.
所以呢，那个燔祭呢，告诉我们，主耶稣基督是谁？那个赎罪祭呢，告诉主耶稣基督为我们做了什么？
He says in the burnt offering, Christ meets the demands of God's high and holy standard.
所以呢，实际上呢，在那个燔祭里呢，主耶稣基督符合了神的那个最高的标准。
In the sin offering, Christ meets the deep and desperate needs of man.
所以呢，在那个赎罪祭呢，主耶稣基督满足了绝望的、没有希望的、痛苦的人类的所有的需求。
In the burnt offering, we see the preciousness of Christ.
所以呢，在燔祭里我们看到了主耶稣基督的珍贵。
In the sin offering, we see the hatefulness of sin.
所以呢，我们在赎罪祭里我们看到了罪有多么的可恨。
And each of these truths is pictured in the way the offerings are handled, what is done, how it's done, precise detail for the Levites, and precise picture of Jesus for you and me.
实际上呢，这两种不同的献祭呢，就是说给呢当时立位人呢所有的精确的指导，他们应该做什么，什么应该做，也给我们完全描述了我们主耶稣基督对你我来说我们所需要知道的。
So when we come to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, we often say, Lord, we want to thank you that Jesus was so perfect that he satisfied the heart of God.
所以呢，实际上呢，我们通常来敬拜我们的主的时候啊，我们就会跟神说啊，主耶稣基督他是如此的完美，是完全合乎神的心意的。
And we rejoice in that on a Sunday morning when we break the bread and drink the cup.
所以呢，我们非常的享受这个在星期天的早晨，当我们领圣餐的时候。
But at the same time, we look at ourselves and we say, I am a guilty sinner, but Jesus died for me.
其实同时呢，我们就看看我们自己，说我是一个有罪的罪人，但是主耶稣基督为我而死。
And we say, how could that be? And then our minds focus more on the sin offering, and we realize all that Jesus suffered and endured in order to save somebody just as bad as me.
所以呢，我们就会想，这是怎么可能的呢？所以这个时候我们就在这里有一个赎罪祭的一个画面，就是主耶稣基督所做的一切，他为我们而死，就是为了拯救一个像我这么坏的罪人。
So now Sharon's first question relates to the sin offering itself.
所以呢，Sharon 的第一个问题呢，就是关于那个赎罪祭他自己本身。
So we better read together now, Leviticus chapter 4, and we will read verses 1 and 2. Leviticus chapter 4.
其实大家可以翻到利未记的第四章，我们要读第一节和第二节。
The Lord says to Moses, Say to the Israelites, when anyone sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, then these things should happen.
所以呢，这上面第一节、第二节说说呢， 耶和华对摩西说，你小谕以色列人，若有人在耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事上误犯了一件，下面就是要发生的事。
So basically, there are two kinds of sins that you and I commit.
所以基本上说呢，就是有两种不同的罪，你和我都会犯。
The first kind of sin is the sin that we intend to do, and we go out and we do it, and we know it's wrong, and we do it anyway.
所以第一类罪行呢，就是我们故意犯罪，我们知道这是不对的，我们知道这是犯罪。但是呢，我们就是要去做。
Well, that's pretty bad.
这是非常糟的。
But there's another kind of sin. And that's the kind of sin that we don't even know about. We often sin and we don't realize we've sinned.
另外一类罪呢，就是这样一种罪，我们根本就不知道，这是我们犯了罪，但是呢，我们还是犯了。犯了以后呢，我们也没意识到这是一项罪。
So the question is, why do I sin?
所以问题是我为什么会犯罪？
Answer is very simple. I'm a sinner, that's why.
答案非常简单，我就是个罪人，这就是为什么我要犯罪。
If I were a sinner, I'd never sin. I only sin because I'm a sinner.
如果我不是个罪人，我绝对不会犯罪。我犯罪是因为我是个罪人。
I was a sinner long before I knew what sin was.
所以在我知道罪是什么的时候，很久之前我都已经是个罪人。
Sometimes my mommy would say to me, Harold, you must not do that.
有时候我妈妈跟我说 ,Harold, 你不能做那件事。
And I would say to her quite honestly, Mommy, I didn't know that was wrong too.
因为我非常呢，通常我会跟我妈妈说，妈妈，我都不知道那件事是错。
And she would say, All right, Harold, I'll forgive you, but you must remember, that is wrong, you must not do that.
因为实际上呢，她妈妈就会说，那好吧，Harold，我现在原谅你了，但是你现在知道它是错的，你以后一定不要做。
Now, when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, what do you get saved from?
所以呢，当你来到主耶稣基督面前，为了救恩来到主耶稣基督面前的时候，你是被从哪里救出来的？
You get saved from the sins that you committed and the consequences and penalties of those sins that you committed.
所以呢，是主耶稣基督是把你从你所犯的所有的罪，而且你犯的所有的罪要接受的后果和惩罚里面救出来。
But when you come to the Lord Jesus, you get far more. You get forgiven for the fact that you are a sinner.
所以呢，实际上你来到主耶稣基督你以后呢，你就得到了更多的，远远超过你作为一个罪人可以得到的。
That's absolutely marvelous.
这是非常奇妙的。
Imagine me being forgiven not because I stole a cookie. I'm forgiven for being a sinner. God has made me different. I'm no longer a sinner.
所以你要去这么去想象一下，我被宽恕了，不是因为我吐了一块饼干被宽恕了，我是因为一个罪人，我的罪被宽恕了，神让我变成一个完全不同的人。
Okay, so sometimes you can go and you can train a dog to bring a bone.Or bring a paper, you can train a dog to jump over a hoop.
所以实际上呢，有时候你可以去训练一只狗，训练一只狗呢，它可以去把那个骨头或者纸找回来，或者呢，你可以训练它呢跳过一个障碍。
And you could probably train a lion to do the same thing.
你同样呢，有可能你把一头狮子 训练成也可以做狗那样的事。
But when the lion gets hungry, he may very well kill you.
但是如果这个狮子饿了的时候，他可能会吃了你。
Why would he kill you? Because he's a lion, that's why.
他为什么会吃你呢？因为他是狮子，这就是为什么。
Why would I sin? Because I'm a sinner.
所以我为什么犯罪呢？那是因为我是个罪人。
All right, so God says now, here is the sin offering. You bring this offering and you will be forgiven for the fact that you are a sinner by nature.
所以实际上呢，神就说了，那好吧，这里是赎罪祭。因为你的本性是一个罪人，如果你凭着本性犯了罪的话呢，你献上赎罪祭，你的罪就会被饶恕。
All right, now I just want to emphasize the fact that is really good news.
所以呢，我要强调这一点，这确实是一条非常好的消息。
I sometimes go through life.And I fall again, and I sin again, and I say, oh Lord, I'm so awfully sorry. He says, Harold, I've already forgiven you. I have forgiven you because you have a sin nature, but that's all going to be gone.
实际上呢，我回顾一下我的人生呢，我经常跌倒，我经常犯罪，然后我就会跟主说，主啊，说我太对不起了，就是犯了这样的罪，犯了这样的错。主说不要担心 Harold， 因为这是你的本性，犯罪是你本性，我已经饶恕了你所有的罪。
So new Christians often have this kind of a problem.
所以作为一个新的基督徒呢，通常会有类似的问题。
They become a Christian. They say, Lord Jesus, I want you to forgive my sins. I know I'm a sinner. I did that bad thing. I did that other bad thing. I know I'm a sinner. Would you forgive me?
他们的那来到主面前说，主啊，我知道我犯了罪，我知道我是一个很坏的罪人，我做了很多那些坏事，所以呢，我来到主面前，我要主饶恕我的罪。
And the Lord says, yes, I'll forgive you. Hallelujah.
所以主说呢，我会饶恕你的罪。Hallelujah.
But then sometimes you're reading through the Bible and you see a particular sin and you say, I never knew that was a sin. I'm guilty of that too. Oh, I never should. If I'd known that was a sin, I wouldn't have done that, but I did it.
所以有时候在你去读圣经，读着读着你说，原来这件事情在圣经里也是罪，我从来没有想过这是罪，我也犯过这样的罪，哎呀，那我现在犯了怎么办？
And this is where the sin offering comes in. And the man says, I know now that I sinned way back then, but I didn't know it was sin then, but I know now it's sin.I am going to offer a sacrifice to the Lord to thank him for forgiving me from that sin of ignorance. I didn't know. It's a sin of ignorance.
实际上呢，这就是为什么有那个赎罪祭。那一个人呢，他发现了以后，他说，哇，原来这是罪，这是罪，我已经知道了，我以前不知道这样是一件罪。所以我要献上这个赎罪祭去跟向神献上感恩，因为我是无知的，在这个罪上面是无知的，神饶恕了我对这个罪的无知。
So the problem then is, what offering does one bring for that sin of ignorance?
所以实际上呢，就是问题就是你要献上什么样的祭为你对那个罪的无知。
And so Sharon was studying chapter 4, and she says, you know, it's strange, but it says, if a priest sins, he must bring a bullock. If the whole congregation sin, they must bring a bullock. If a ruler sins, he is to bring a kid from the goats.
所以实际上呢 ,Sharon 他在学习利未记第四章，所以他就觉得奇怪，他说为什么呢？因为如果祭司犯罪了，要杀上一个牛犊、公牛犊；如果整个的会众都犯了罪呢，也要像一个公牛犊。那么说呢，一个长官呢，他如果犯了罪呢，他只是要献上一小山羊。
So again now verse 22, when a leader sins or a ruler sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the commands of the Lord his God, he's guilty. When he is made aware of the sin he committed, he must bring as his offering a male goat without defect.
所以第二十二节说呢，官长若行了耶和华他神所吩咐不可行的事，误犯了罪，所犯的罪自己知道了，就要牵一只没有残疾的公山羊为供物。
So the question is, well, why does he bring a male goat, but the priest has got to bring a male bullock? It costs more. Why does he have to bring it? It's a more expensive animal. Why would the priest have to bring more than the leader?
你问题就是呢，这个官长呢，他为什么只献一只公山羊就够了呢？为什么不像祭司那样献上一只公牛犊呢？为什么他也犯了罪，他献的他的祭品要比那个祭司的祭品便宜得多，他为什么不用一个更贵的公牛犊来献祭呢？
Now verse 27. If a member of the community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, he is guilty. When he is made aware of the sins he committed, he must bring as his offering for the sin he committed a female goat without defect.
第二十七节第二十八节说，民众若有人行了耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，所犯的罪自己知道了，就要为所犯的罪牵一只没有残疾的母山羊为供物。
Why does the ruler, the leader of the people, have to bring a more expensive goat than the ordinary people in the community?
为什么在当时的社区里，那个祭司和官长，他们所要献的祭物要比单个的人所献的祭物要贵得多呢？
And the answer, of course, is,because they are different and the impact of their sin is different.
所以实际上呢答案是就是说他们是不一样的人，他们所犯的罪所产生的那个影响也是不一样的。
So you go back to the family now. And mommy says, Johnny, you shouldn't have done that. I told you not to eat those extra cookies. You should not have done that.
所以我们又回到一个家里，一个家里呢，就跟母亲就对江妮说，江妮，你不应该做那件事，你不应该去吃多一块饼干。
Johnny may say, I forgot, mommy. I didn't intend to, I just forgot.
所以那个江妮就说，妈妈，我忘了，我并不是故意要多吃一块。
But Johnny would still have to do what mommy required to correct that sin.
所以呢Johnny 呢就必须去做一些必要的事，就是他妈妈告诉他的纠正这个错。
But what if daddy decided he was going to eat the cookies?
所以如果说他爸爸也去吃多了一块，那怎么办？
Daddy knows better.
爸爸知道的更多。
Johnny says, well, daddy was eating the cookies. Why can't I eat the cookies?
所以那个 Johnny 就说，那爸爸吃的那块饼干，我为什么不能吃？
Who has the greater sin? Johnny or Daddy?
两个人的罪谁更大？是将军呢还是他爸？
Now it might be very hard for Daddy to admit it, but Daddy's got more sin than Johnny.
所以对爸爸来说他可能是很难承认这一点的，但是呢他爸爸的罪比将军更大。
So, who has the greater responsibility? The ordinary person in the community, verse number 27, or the leader in the community, verse number 20 and 21? Who's got the greater sin?
在社会上呢，谁的责任更大呢？在第二十七节里是普通的人呢，还在前面所讲的那些社区的领导人呢？谁有最大的职责呢？谁的罪更重呢？
And the answer is the leader. The leader has a responsibility in the house of God to lead the people of God who are following him. And if he fails, even if it's by ignorance, if he fails, he is more guilty than the person who didn't know and wasn't leading.
你当然是在神家里的领导人。在神家领导人他们有这样的职责，他们带领会众跟随着他去追随着神。但是如果说这个领导人犯的罪就算是误犯的，他同样他犯的罪要比众人犯的罪重得多。
Now here's the priest in the synagogue, in the temple, the tabernacle.Who has greater responsibility? Well, the priest is, he's to be the example of the work of God.
实际上一个祭司，这个祭司呢，他是在会幕里或者在圣殿里，他如果犯了罪，他谁的那个职责更大呢？因为他本身就应该是作为一个做神的工的人的一个榜样。
Oh, you'd say, well, the priest certainly has more responsibility than one of the leaders or than an ordinary citizen because the priest is supposed to know what he's doing. Why did he do it wrong? He's the priest.
你就说呢，那个祭司当然是要比那些官长和普通的民众他们的职责更大，因为他是祭司，他应该知道他怎么去做。
So when he finds out he's wrong, he's got to pay a bigger price. He brings a bullock, not just a kid. He brings a bullock, costs him a lot more. But he brings that because he acknowledges, I should not have done that.
所以实际上呢，当祭司犯了罪呢，他知道他犯的罪更重，所以他要付出更大的代价。所以呢，他说我不应该这么做。所以我要用一只更贵的祭品，我要用公牛犊献上，而不是献上一只小山羊。
So if you were a Levite or a priest in the Old Testament times, what would you do to make sure you don't sin a sin of ignorance?
所以呢，如果你是一个利未人，或者说你是一个祭司，在旧约时代。你会去做什么来保障你不会去犯罪或者是误犯罪？
You would memorize the book of Leviticus, wouldn't you?
你会记住背下来利未记，是不是？
You would say, this is very important. I am going to have to memorize chapter 4. And keep all the details straight in my mind.
你会说呢，这个非常非常的重要，我要把整个利未记第四章背下来，我还要把其他的所有相关的条例都背下来。
Trevor Kamstra studied pharmacy when he was at UBC.
所以那个 Trevor 他在 UBC 是学乐药系专业。
And Trevor once wrote an exam. The exam required that you get 100% accuracy on the exam.
所以呢 Trevor 呢他曾经去参加过一个考试，这个考试的要求呢你必须得100分才过。
And he was given instructions as to what had to be done to this particular patient because he had that problem, what medication had to be given.
所以呢他给出的那个考试呢就是说呢这里有一个特别的病人，他有一个特别的病，你应该按照他病人的病给出什么样的药给他吃。
I think he failed the exam more than once.
我认为他没过那个考试不止一次。
But I'm glad he did, because if he was giving me medicine, if he gave me the wrong medicine, I would be very upset.
所以呢，我非常高兴他那么没有过，因为如果说是他给了我错误的药给我吃，我会非常的失望。
Lorna Big's father was in hospital.
那个 Lorna Big's 他的父亲在医院里。
The nurse came to him one night and said, "You take these pills. This is your go-to-sleep pills."
所以然后有一天护士呢来到 Lorna 父亲面前说，你把这一片药吃了，这个药吃了你就会睡觉。
He looked at them and he said, "No, those aren't my pills. I won't take them."
所以他爸爸看了一下说，这不是我的药，我不会吃。
She said, "I am the nurse. I have been given instruction by the doctor. These are the pills you're supposed to take."
所以那个护士就说呢，我是你的护士，你的医生指导我把这个药给你吃，你应该把这片药吃了。
He said, "That's very nice, but I'm not taking them. They're not for me. I will not take them."
他这个听起来很不错，但是呢，这不是我的药，我绝对不会吃。
So he sent her away.
所以他让她走了。
I think she came back a half an hour ago, and I think half an hour later. And I think she said, "I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Biggs. You were right. If you had taken those pills, you'd probably be dead now."
所以那过了一会儿呢，那个护士就回来了。那个护士跟那个 Lorna 爸爸说呢，啊，我认为你是对的。如果你刚才吃了这片药，你现在已经死了。
So if you were a Levite, would you memorize these verses?
如果你是利未人，你会把这些经文都记下来吗？
Now you're not a man, you are not a Levite, but you're a servant of the Most High God. You make sure you memorize God's plan of salvation so that you can tell other people how to get to heaven.
所以呢，你虽然你不是个利未人，但是呢，你是最高神的仆人。所以呢，你要把神的救恩的计划背下来，然后告诉其他的人怎么样可以去到天堂。
You gave them the wrong instructions and they went to hell, you'd feel pretty bad, wouldn't you?
所以如果你给了他们错误的信息，然后他们下去地狱了，你会感到非常的难过，是不是？
All right, so...Those are, I guess we've got to give the one other. And that is verse 13 says, if the whole Israelite community sins unintentionally and does what is forbidden in any of the Lord's commands, even though the community is unaware of the matter, they are guilty. When they become aware of the sin they committed, the assembly must bring a young bullock as an offering and presented before the tent of meeting.
还有一件呢，就是13节4节，以色列全会众若行了耶和华所吩咐不可行的什么事，误犯了罪，是隐而未现，会众看不出来的，会众一知道所犯的罪，就要献一只公牛犊为守罪祭，牵到会幕前。
So the Lord says the responsibility for the priest is one thing, and the responsibility for the people is the same.
所以呢，神是这么说的，对于那个祭司来说呢，他们的职责是一样的，但是对于整个会众，他们的责任跟祭司是一样的。
The priest should know that he shouldn't have done that, and it was, he led the people astray, he was not a good example, and the priest has a very serious problem.
所以呢，这个祭司呢，如果他是误犯了罪，他本来是应该知道的，但是呢，他却把会众带入了歧途，这样的话呢，这个祭司他所犯的罪也是非常严重的。
But the people have the same problem.
但是会众呢也有同样的问题。
So some people say, you know, I never would have done that, but the boss said do it, so I do it.
所以有时候呢，那些会众会说，有些人会说呢，我本来不应该做这件事，但是我的老板却让我做。
If the boss does it and it's wrong, it's wrong.
所以那个老板做错了也是错。
And if you do it because the boss did it because he was wrong, you're just as wrong as the boss.
所以呢，如果那个老板做错的事呢，你因为是老板做的，你也跟着做错了事呢，那么老板做错事，你同样也做错了事。
And our government said, well, certain things used to be sin. We don't call them sin anymore. You can just go ahead and do it now. I'm the prime minister. I'm the president. You can go and do these bad things. Everything's fine.
所以呢，我们当今的政府呢，说呢，就像就是说总统啊，总理啊，他说呢，以前我们认为是罪的事，现在已经不是罪了。所以你们想干什么干什么，现在他已经不算是犯罪了，你就去做。
Now if and when the prime minister or the president finds that out, he should be saying, I've got to look into the sin offering.
所以呢，如果这个总理和那个总统看见了以后呢，他就意识到他犯了罪以后呢，他应该说呢，他要献上赎罪祭了。
But if the people follow the prime minister or the president, and they do what he says is legal, even if it's wrong, if they do what's wrong, they're just as guilty as the president or the prime minister.
其实上，如果人民呢，因为听到那个总理或者总统所说的事儿，他是犯罪的事儿，是错事儿。但是人们因为总理或者总统说了照样去做，所以呢，这个人民犯的罪呢和那个总统或者总理犯的罪是一模一样的。
Okay, so what I've given you so far today then is just a bit of an overview to look at the burnt offering and the sin offering. The burnt offering, Jesus is acceptable to God. The sin offering, Jesus is sufficient for all my sin. Beautiful.
其实就让我今天给你所有的一切呢，都是一个概览。这个概览呢是这样一个，燔祭呢是代表主耶稣基督完完全全被神接纳了、悦纳了。那么赎罪祭呢是主耶稣基督所做的一切对我来说已经非常的充足了。这是一个很美的画面。
Now these principles are very hard to understand, and I've been very superficial in my explanation of them, but you may have some questions. I may choose to answer them, or I may defer the answer to later, but I want to make sure you've got at least a basic understanding. So, any questions?
所以这些呢，都是一些非常重要的而且是极其复杂的一个问题，所以呢，我只是简单的表面上的给大家做了一些解释，但是呢，我要是想确保你们对这两个献祭有一个基本的了解，所以呢，你们一定会 在我刚才所讲的上面有存在一些问题，如果有问题的话，你现在提出来。
Well, that's either very, very reassuring or it's very depressing.
所以呢，就是说呢，你们都没有问题，是你们都已经很确认了，确信了这些事呢，还是呢你们完全不理解。
那个
Go ahead, Cindy, go ahead.
Ryan, 他那为什么那什么像一个有的像公山羊，有的像母山羊，那公跟母那是一样还是就那个前面那个官长像公山羊，下面那个人民又像那个母山羊，那还要分公母。
So Cindy's question is about the kid. Why does a male kid or female kid? What's the difference between a female and a male kid?
I think the difference is the price.
他认为那个不同的就是在价格上。
If you were a farmer and you had several goats,The males would probably have a slightly higher value than the females.
所以如果你是个农场主，你有一些山羊的话，那么说呢，我觉得公山羊可能比母山羊更值钱。
And I'm not a farmer, so I don't know.
所以我不是个农民，所以我不知道。
But in this instance, I think it simply indicates the level of responsibility.
所以在这里呢，我认为呢，他就是通过这个来指出，来区分不同的职责。
The greater the level of responsibility, the greater the sin.
所以呢，这个责任呢，就是说你的罪越大，那你的责任就越大。
So James says, don't be many masters. Don't try to be the boss. Because the boss always has greater responsibility than the one who's under him.
所以呢，雅各说呢，不要多人做师傅，不要试图去做老板。因为做老板的人，他的职责总是最大的。
All right, and I don't know that I can find it, but here it is, James chapter 3.
大家可以翻到雅各书的第三章。
James chapter 3.
雅各书第三
章。When you found it, we'll read verse 1.
如果你们大家都翻到那里，我们会读第一节。
And it says, not many of you should presume to be teachers, my brothers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly.
所以雅各书第三章第一节说，我的弟兄们，你们不要许多人都做师傅。因为晓得我们要受更重的定罪。
The greater your position, the greater your responsibility. The greater your responsibility, the greater your penalty when judged.
所以实际上呢，你的职位越是重要，那么你的责任呢就越重要。你的责任越重要呢，将来呢定罪的时候呢，你的罪就会定得更重。
So when I read that when I was younger, I thought, well, I don't know. I thought I was supposed to be a Bible teacher.
所以当我还很年轻的时候呢，我说 我都不知道我想成为一个圣经教圣经的教师。
So I used to say to myself, well, maybe I shouldn't teach the Bible, because if I teach the Bible, I'll have greater responsibility and greater judgment.
所以有时候说呢，我想呢，我不应该去教圣经，因为如果我教圣经呢，啊，我的职责，我的责任就更大。如果我的责任更大呢，将来定罪的时候呢，就会定得更重。
And then I had to say, that's not what it's saying, Harold. It's saying, you teach the Bible, and you teach it clearly, and you make sure that you fulfill your responsibility. Don't pretend that because you're a teacher, you can get away with it. You, as a teacher, you've just got to be more responsible to do what is right and to lead in the right direction.
然后我就跟自己说 Harold, 这不是这句经文所要教导的。这句经文教导的时候呢，就说 Harold, 你就去教圣经，你去教导圣经，然后在教导圣经的时候呢，你起码要是负全部的责任，你要把那个责任负起来，你所教导的东西呢，要确保把被教的人带到正确的方向上去。
Okay, any other question?
有没有其他的问题？
I wonder if Sharon doesn't have a question.
Yeah, 我还是有点，就是他说这个燔祭是指主耶稣完全满足了神的那个要求的这个高标准。那在当时他这个燔祭是什么时候献呢
？OK，
就是用他献的意义是，在当时他献的意义是什么？就是什么时候献用
？OK， 是、so, 其实 the she still didn't understand that when you said burnt offering is represented that the Lord Jesus is perfectly accepted by his Father in heaven. So her question is when they make a burnt offering and in what situation they make burnt offering.
All right. And I didn't answer that question because I don't know the full detail of that question, Sharon.
所以他没有回答这个，你刚才说那个问题呢，是因为他对整个问题的答案的细节他不是很了解。
To get the answer to the question, what you would do is you would look up every reference in the Old Testament to the burnt offering and every reference in the New Testament to the burnt offering. And when you compare them all, you will find that what I have said to you is correct.
所以呢，你如果要去找出刚才那个问题的答案呢，你就把所有的旧约里和那个燔祭，像燔祭呢相关的经文和新约里和燔祭相关的经文找出来，你就会发现 Harold 给你的答案是正确。
So it's true when you get to the book of Leviticus, you read the first chapters and you read that there is a burnt offering, there is a grain offering, there is a peace offering, there is a sin offering, but we're not told the details of what it means, we're told the details of what the offering is.
所以呢，实际上呢，你如果从利未记第一章读到第四章呢，你就会读到是燔祭、素祭、平安祭，还有赎罪祭。但是呢，圣经并没有完完全全告诉我们这几个祭是什么，但是它告诉了我们这个这几个祭呢是代表什么。
So the pictures are given before the explanation of the pictures. That makes it hard to understand.
所以呢，他给出了你一个画面，但是这个画面呢，他的解释是在后面，他先给你画面，在后面再给解释，所以你当你第一次看这个画面的时候是非常难理解的。
Now the Lord Jesus Christ did the same thing in the New Testament. And he spoke to people in parables.
所以呢主耶稣基督呢在新约时代呢跟当时的人呢做了同样的事因为主耶稣基督用比喻跟他们讲话。
Now he taught the people parables so that when they heard, they would hear, but they didn't understand.
所以呢主耶稣基督用比喻呢用预言跟人家讲当那些人听到了呢以后呢他们就是听到了但是他们却不理解。
And then he would explain the parables to his disciples, and they would say, oh, that's wonderful.
然后主耶稣基督就会向他的门徒来解释这个比喻。但主耶稣解释了以后他的门徒听到以后他说哦这就是太奇妙了。
And the other people would read it and they say, that's all foolishness.
所以其他的人呢他听到这个比喻后说这是很愚蠢。
So you and I read the Bible and we say, Lord, this is marvelous.
所以你我读到圣经的时候呢我们都说主啊这太神奇了。
But many other people read the Bible and say, I can't understand this. This is nonsense.
但是很多人呢其他的人他们读到圣经的时候就说我不能理解这个完全没有道理。
So the Joasavian story, Marilyn's husband is important.
所以那个 Marilyn, 我们这个 Joasavian, 就是一个弟兄他的故事是很有趣的。
He tried to read the Bible, but he didn't really learn anything. And then one day he became a Christian. He asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save him at about 9 o'clock in the evening.
所以实际上呢，这个弟兄呢，他在得救之前呢，他天天读圣经。读圣经呢，他就在他成为基督徒之前，他一直读，读也他也不能理解。所以在有一天的晚上9点，他祈求主耶稣基督，作为他的救主。
He went home and he was very happy.
然后他回家了，他非常高兴。
He said, "Before I go to bed, I think I'm just going to read a little bit of the Bible."
他就说呢，我睡觉之前呢，我认为最好读一小段圣经。
So he picked up his Bible and he started to read.
然后他拿出圣经，他开始读。
And for the first time in his life, instead of being rebellious against the Lord, he had prayed that the Lord would be his Savior and lead him and guide him and bless him. And as he read, what he read was absolutely wonderful.
所以呢，在他的人生里，第一次，在他曾经是个叛逆的一个悖逆的人，但是现在呢，他读了圣经以后呢，他祈求主来引导他，指导他。赐福给他的人生，他人生第一次读懂了圣经。
And instead of going to bed, he said, "I'm just going to read a little more, then I'll go to bed."
然后呢，他本来要睡觉，是没睡。他说：“我还要多读一点。”
And at 7 o'clock in the morning, he said, "I can't read anymore. I've got to go to work."
所以呢，到第二天早晨呢，7点钟他还在读，他说我不能再读了，我今天要上班了。
And when you with a heart open before God, read the Bible, doesn't matter where, you say, Lord, teach me, and then you search, and you search, and Jeremiah 29 says, you've got to search with all your heart, but when you do, you will find the Lord.
所以不管什么事不管怎么样如果你 完完全全打开你的心读神的话，就是不论你怎么样去寻求，不论你怎么样去读耶利米书29章说呢，如果你去寻求主，你会找到主。
All right, well, that's the end of our time. It's not the end of our questions, and it's certainly not the end of God's answers, but it's the end of our time today.
所以我们时间到了，当然不是说我们答案到这里结束了，更不是神的答案到此结束了，但是我们的时间确实到了。
Let's have a word of prayer. The children will meet at 2:30, 3:30. And we'll meet again for prayer at 7:30 and we'll carry on for the rest of the week.
所以我们现在呢祷告，祷告大家记得3:30到4:30 Norma 的那个儿童圣经学习，然后晚上的7:30开始的祷告会，然后我们继续我们这个星期所有的查经。
Let's pray.
那祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the Bible.
主啊，我们要为圣经献上感恩。
We're the first ones to explain we don't understand very much, Lord.
所以第一次呢，没有解释的话，我们不能理解很多。
But what we do understand, we give thanks for. We thank you for teaching us by your Holy Spirit through this wonderful book.
所以呢当我们真正理解以后，我们就会为您的圣灵通过圣经这本书来教导我们献上感恩。
Bless each of us, we pray. Help us today. Keep us in your love and fear.
所以呢赐福给我们把您的爱和您的所有的都加在我们身上。
We give thanks again in Jesus' name.
我们再一次献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.